Welcome to Econ 91.9, your weekly look at how the peninsula works. I'm Shaylin Cochran. This week, the city of Soldotna will hold a special election for mayor on December 17th. The election comes a little more than 3 months after the unexpected death of former mayor Dr. Nels Andersen. Two candidates are in the race, and they took on a range of local economic questions at a forum this week sponsored by the Soldotna Chamber of Commerce. First, the introductions.
So my name is Charlene Topfest. The first time I came to Alaska was in 1969 in Soldotna. My grandfather had homesteaded in Reinhardt Subdivision back there by Fred Myers. I attended Soldotna Elementary, and then our family moved to Portland in 1971, and I returned in 1981, went to Soldotna High School, graduated from there, and attended college. Then I left in 87 and came back in 95, where I'm here now.
My name is Pete Sprague. I've lived on the Kenai Peninsula for more than 45 years, living in Clam Gulch in the 70s, Kasilof in the 80s, and in Soldotna for the past 29 years. I like to think that I've been serving you since 82, as a mailman, as a city council member, as an assembly member, and as your mayor from 2015 to 2017.
As noted, Sprague has lots of experience with local government, while Topfest is the newcomer, hoping to provide a choice for voters. While they may not share much in the way of experience, that doesn't mean there are wide gulfs between the candidates when it comes to things like taxes. Residents in Soldotna are subject to very little property tax. Some 96% of the city's budget is funded by sales taxes instead, and that's a ratio both candidates hope to maintain.
I think we have really the best taxation regime in the state of Alaska, if not the country. We have a very small property tax, and half a mil is negligible, but I don't really see us lowering that. I don't support that. And our sales tax at 3%, I think really that is a small burden for folks within the city as well as outside the city.
Property taxes are low, sales tax is low. No, I'm not for any new taxes. I think we're just fine the way we are.
On the broad question of economic development, there was some daylight between the candidates. While both see a convention center as a potential economic driver, Sprague is a bit more hesitant based on the funding questions. Essentially, how much the city should pony up versus how much of that cost should be covered by private investment.
Well, I would like a convention center here to bring conferences in the area. I attend a lot of conferences. I attended one in Sitka last year, and they had a fishing excursion, and I thought, you know, that'd be great in Soldotna, just a conference center to get those folks here, and then they may want to come back and visit again. So just getting the conference center, I plan a lot of conferences, so that would be a main thing.
The convention center is a big ticket item, and I'm not quite sure how far we need to go in that direction. I know that the city and the chamber have been exploring that. I've been wrestling with that one myself for years, and the city has as well. But I think there's a lot of opportunity. We need to keep getting the word out about what Soldotna has to offer and the quality of life that we have here in Soldotna area.
He says there is still room for the city's tourism industry to grow. Speaking of growing, annexation, of course, came up during the forum as well and was another point of difference between Sprague and Topfest. Sprague supports it and would like to see proposed areas down Funny River Road, along Kay Beach, and out to Sport Lake be included in the city's footprint.
I certainly don't want to second guess the city council on what they've done to this point, but at this point, the ball is in the hands of the LBC staff that are reviewing the petition, and they have to make a decision on the correctness of it, I think, by December 15th. There's still steps to go from there, but I do support annexation.
Well, from what I know about it, I would say no for annexation. Just too many people don't want it, and I don't think the city needs the money, per se, because that's what I think of annexation. You annex to get more revenue, where it's taxes or sales tax, and I just don't see it. I think the city's doing fine financially from what I've heard.
And we'll have links to the full profiles of each candidate on our website, kdll.org. And that will do it for this week's episode of Econ 91.9. For Jay Barrett, I'm Shaylin Cochran. Have a great weekend.